Krishna. Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai, Śrīsī Gaura-Nitāya ki jai, Śrīsī Rādhā Kanhaiya Lāla ki jai. In the short time which we have, I will try to give a summary note to all of you. First of all, I want to congratulate every single one of you for completing your japa retreat. It is really your retreat and you have really used your time very well. You have not been distraught. You have really gone to the essence. On the 64-ounce day, I saw many of you really impressing me very much with their determination and the focus. If we want to change anything in our lives, we need the focus and we need to apply ourselves with some amount of energy, as much as we can muster. And you have been both focused and you have endeavored very nicely in your japa retreat. I'm solidly impressed and very grateful to be able to serve you in whatever small capacity I took on. I would like to now give you some tip, some, it's not exactly a tool, but some insight which might help you to bring this japa retreat into part two, that is your ordinary, I don't want to say ordinary lives, you have extraordinary lives as devotees of Krishna, but your time outside the retreat. I want to give a solacing message, a message which will empower you, a message which will make your hearts happy. I think we all know that sometimes we feel in our japa, oh my God, where is this bringing me? I'm so diverted. I'm so out of touch. But you must know that whenever you chant the holy name, Krishna himself listens to you. He may prefer to be a little in hiding because he looks for a certain melting of your heart, some meltdown of the egoistic principle, the principle which lets us return in this world again and again and again. He watches you. When are you melted down sufficiently that you have some humility and some, humility basically, with which you can chant. But even though the Lord waits, he's never really away from the chanter. There's a very nice part of Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur who comments how Krishna always was there even when he seemingly had left the gopis during the moonlit nights of the Rasa dance. And he brings the lesson of the gopis into our fold. Oops, did I see the Hare Krishna mantra fall down? Good. For those surrendered souls who worship me through Naam Kirtan, chanting the holy name, and other means, I do not respond immediately in order to make their worship more perfect. So Krishna tells us that he sometimes doesn't respond immediately, but he has something in his mind. He wants to perfect our worship. And then now he addresses the gopis with a word which I feel very much applies to me. O gopis who cannot understand my real intention. O Sachinandan Swami who cannot understand my real intention. or participants of the japa retreat who sometimes cannot understand my real intention. Not seeing me, those surrendered souls develop deep humility. The meltdown has been affected. And they feel, alas, alas, everything I've done has been useless. Because I'm an offender, Krishna has not shown even the slightest favor toward me. Let me be damned. So now Krishna will tell, what is the good of thinking like this? And what is the good of thinking humbly of one's worthlessness? He says, by constantly thinking in this way, those who have not yet developed mature love for me will become free from lust and anger and awaken pure devotion full of power and brilliance. My dear devotees, when you feel sometimes in your japa, oh, where is Krishna? Oh, where are those blessed moments which I could spend at the japa retreat, where I felt he is just around the corner. Yes, Krishna is there in his holy name. But now, where I'm staying in the town so-and-so, he seems to not be present. Don't despair. He's purposefully keeping himself a little in the waiting position, because he wants that you arrive at the place of humility. Humility is defined as a position in the mind where a person who has worth thinks of himself as being worthless. And once you have melted down or come to this position, then Krishna is very happy. He will purify you from whatever obstacles are still in the heart with this feeling of humility, and you will awaken pure devotion full of power and brilliance. The absence of the Lord is a blessing in disguise to bring us to the place where we can truly meet our Lord. Where we can truly meet our Lord. So, just keep on chanting, or as we would say in Germany, einfach weitermachen. Just continue, and you will be blessed. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Sisi Gauri Dai ki, Gaur Premanandi Hari Hari Bol.
So you may Satchanand Maharaj ki.